It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And what's happening in San Diego? Very happy to have you with us as we kick off the sports weekend here. Friday, finally a Friday here. On Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios, just a few hours away from the start of a World Series that nobody around here wanted to see. And I am happy to be in San Diego, always happy to be in San Diego. It's a beautiful day, everything's wonderful, but I can't help but think, I just can't help it. Like, what it would be like right now, me and Scraby to be squeezing our way onto the 4 train, heading north from Manhattan to the Bronx, and getting off and getting ready for game one of the World Series, going to visit Tony and Jesse in the booth, and squeezing our way into the press box, Scrabe, at Yankee Stadium for game one of the World Series tonight.
And Chris goes, I'm here!
That's probably what I would have said. But I imagine there's a few Padre fans that are kind of, you know, missing that feeling. Because I'm sure a lot of us thought, you know, that we were going to be here tonight. And it's that part is a little tough to, still tough to, tough to take still.
I won't lie, Chris. On the drive down here, I thought about the same thing. Like, man, we could have been downtown or wherever. You know, we don't know what would happen.
Well, you and I would have been staying at the Motel 6.
Yes.
Staten Island,
yes.
Probably.
Staten Island.
We would have had to ride the Staten Island ferry over to Manhattan and then get on the subway from there. But I would have done it. I would have been more than happy to do it. Tony would have gone first class, of course.
Yeah, I too thought they would be in this spot, but I have not. Thought about
really?
It one time.
You didn't think about, like, hey, we could be doing a game one of the World Series.
No, because we didn't even, you know,
we didn't get there.
We didn't even get, we didn't even get to the championship series. You know, in 22, I felt that. Like, when the World Series started, it was like, man, we were like
that close.
A couple outs away.
Right.
You know, I mean, a couple games away from being into that championship. This one happened so abruptly.
I know.
And then, you know, there was a whole nother series before we get to this one.
Well,
it's definitely, you know, it's now that you've said it, it's a reminder again.
It's a reminder. Yeah, I'm trying to make everybody feel bad.
It's
out
only
there.
Been 2 weeks since the Padres were eliminated. It feels like a lifetime.
Yeah, a little bit. I went, you know, you guys know I went to Yankee Stadium for the final game of the regular season at the end of our vacation. And sitting up there, you know, when they were actually playing the Pirates that day. The Yankees were, but I couldn't help but think, you know, that I was going to be back somehow.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what my mindset was. And, you know, it would have been cool to see Manny run out to the, you know, the first base line during the introductions and everybody. But
it would have been cool to see the World Series patch on all the uniforms.
And also they would have, you know, gone back to the 98 World Series over and over and over again. And
for
we would
sure.
have got to see your dad's
for
home
sure.
run and Mark Langston's strike that wasn't called. You know, it would have been a whole thing on that. But That's not it. I mean, it's just it's in our dreams. Unfortunately, it is the Dodgers. Because the Dodgers had the reason I say what I said, if the Yankees would have played the Padres, it would have started in New York.
Yes.
And that's what I'm saying. They are obviously starting in L.A. because the Dodgers had a better record than the Yankees did. Here it is, the World Series. That, you know, I can't find too many people that are all excited about it. Most people, you know, come up and they say, well, who should I root for? I go, I don't know. I don't really have a good answer for you. It's two teams that nobody's really too fond of here. So they will play, and I will watch. Scrabe, what about you? Are you going to be? You said earlier in the week that you probably would just stay away.
Yeah, you did.
That was an emotional response.
I'm glad you're being honest.
You're coming around.
I'm going to be watching it tonight. I'm going all the way till 7 p.m. with the Scrabe
right.
Show. So
yes.
It's going to be 2 hours in.
We'll actually be on the air, and I don't have. Here's one group of people that I think are very happy about this World Series, and that is bosses throughout San Diego County. Because not as many people are need to get off work early today get home and watch, you know, the first pitch
nothing
at whatever time it is.
Nothing may have gotten done if the Padres
No, this would have been a vacation day in San Diego if they were in New York getting ready for the start of the World Series. So you're right about that. But, yeah, I don't think anybody's going to race home tonight, you know. I mean, it is what it is. It's two, you know, marquee franchises, and the Yankees are going for their 28th title. It's their 41st World Series, but their first in 15 years, which matches the longest drought in Yankee franchise history. So for them, it feels like forever. And, you know, for the Dodgers, you hate them, but you have to. I don't know if you have to because you're not going to, but I have to at least give a little bit of credit to an organization that has bought its way to 12 consecutive postseasons, 11 division titles, 5 100-win seasons. And all they have to show for that stretch is a World Series that most people feel is somewhat tainted through no fault of theirs, but it was a short season in 2020. So this could be, you know, kind of a crowning moment for the Dodgers. Now, I'm not going to be happy about it, but for their organization and their fans, this could be a big deal. So,
yeah, I mean, I couldn't have said it better. Two marquee.
That's right. There you go. I'm trying to get a little bit of interest
see,
in this
my,
thing.
I guess
that's the only way to top that there.
Yeah.
Juan Soto winning a World Series. He's already had one, so I'd much rather see him get a second ring than see the Dodgers get a ring.
Really?
Yes.
Now, we will have our picks a little bit later.
He doesn't feel that way.
Guess
well,
not.
I don't know
well,
if I
mean,
want.
He is the Dodgers lover on the show. He just said it.
I grew up going
grew
to
up
Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
I did. That I actually did do. And you guys know that the Garve is a hero of mine. Mm-hmm. And Fernando Valenzuela's passing hit me hard, and I think a lot of people hard, this week. I never really rooted for the Dodgers. Not once. Not ever. I rooted for whoever they were playing. I don't know why that is exactly, but
A hometown hater.
I was
very often
for sure. There is some news though, Tony, and I think it's kind of important. I mean, with Evan Phillips off the roster, the Dodgers lose one of their best relievers, but at the same time, they get one of their other good relievers back, Alex Vesia.
Oh, yeah,
and that gives them another lefty. So I think almost in a lot of ways that exchange isn't too bad for Dave Roberts because he's going to want to use his two lefty relievers, Banda and Vesia, against Soto late in games. And now he's got two guys instead of one. So that actually helps him.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Vesia's good, but he's coming off an injury.
Right.
If Evan Phillips was handling high leverage,
he was getting everybody
situations.
Out. Right.
And so, you know, if Vesia can come in and shoulder that role, then it's fine. But I don't know that that's the switch that Dave Roberts would have wanted. Like, if he had to choose between.
Oh, he would have taken Phillips.
He would have definitely have taken Phillips.
There's no question about that. But here's the thing here's where Vesia becomes, you know, one of the crucial guys. And because I'm looking at the Yankee lineup right now. Number 5 is Chisholm, bats left-handed. Number 6 is Rizzo, left-handed. Volpe, bats 7th. Then Austin Wells, bats left-handed. Alex Verdugo, left-handed. To the top, you get Gleyber Torres, and then it's Soto. Dave Roberts is going to use his lefties through that stretch of hitters, and he's going to try to do it twice, at least, in this game and in every game. And, you know, it's going to be up to those guys to hit left-handed pitching. And, frankly, the statistics are not all that great for any of them. Soto hits about 15 points lower against lefties, so it's not too bad. But, you know, I think Roberts is going to do that. He's got a second lefty to bring in. So I look for that as a big thing.
Yeah, and listen, and maybe was Phillips hurt?
Yeah, apparently he hurt his arm in the last game against the Mets. They didn't obviously tell anybody, and nobody knew about it until he was left off the roster today. So
yeah, I mean, that bottom of the lineup is going to be the part that gets picked on, and he's probably going to pick his poison. He's probably going to start it most likely with Verdugo, because remember, you got to have three guys. So he'll take his shot with Austin Wells, who's hitting .091 in the postseason so far.
And Wells, by the way, hits well under 200 against left-handed pitching. So
and so
they may put him in there, but we'll see.
And the thing is, he may not even get a chance to hit. It may be an instant pitch.
They may take him right out
for at that point. So it's you know, this is the type of matchups you'll be watching. On the flip side, I don't know the Yankees bullpen as well, but I'm sure they are doing the same thing the Padres did, the Mets tried to do. And you know, only the Padres pretty much have been the successful ones keeping Shohei down. But again, it's you see where they have Tommy Edman in the lineup, who's been one of their hottest hitters. He's hitting ninth again. Why do you think that is?
Because they want him on base for Shohei.
And it makes it much more difficult. And you know, having played the Dodgers, if the bottom of the lineup is getting on, they got a great chance.
The guy, here's the key guy for the Yankee bullpen, Tony. Tim Hill.
Yeah.
Our old guy. He's the only lefty out of the bullpen they have, unless they start using Nestor Cortes, who did make their active roster.
He did make it.
But Cortes really hasn't pitched in months. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see if Aaron Boone trusts him to come in a relief situation against Ohtani.
You got one guy that you haven't been able to build trust with, and you got another guy who, unfortunately, the Dodgers have seen a ton of.
Tim Hill. Yeah, they've seen him for years, right, with the Padres.
Everybody in that lineup, maybe with the exception of Shohei. He probably hasn't seen as much of Tim Hill, so maybe that's a bonus for him. But it's a lot of intriguing matchups with these two teams going head-to-head.
I think if the Yankees had their way, Gerrit Cole would just be on fire and pitch nine innings.
For sure.
And they wouldn't have to worry about it. As far as the Dodgers are concerned, Flaherty can go as long as he can go, and then Dave Roberts would be more than happy to bring in those relievers.
I saw some reports that there's some concern about his drop in velocity. So,
game one is tonight, you know, we'll keep you up to date. They started about 5 o'clock, a little after 5 o'clock, once they get all the ceremonies out of the way for game one of the World Series. We have a pretty good show lined up for you today. Scraby's put together something here. From Tony.
We did get help from Tony.
Yeah, I thought so.
Where are you at, Chris?
I'm at.
For the record, I wasn't going to snitch on you, dog, at all.
Thank you.
Well,
I like to give credit where credit's due.
I was preparing with all of those, you know, statistics and information and opinions that I just gave you in the open of the show. That's my job. That's what I'm supposed to be doing before the show.
15 minutes?
Maybe 11.
Okay.
Took about 11 to come up with those. Yeah.
11 minutes.
You got covered. We'll see how much other preparation I have as the show goes on. I've been working on my spelling of the word Clippers.
Oh, good.
I put a lot into this show today.
I'm happy for you.
Jerry Hairston Jr. from Spectrum Sports, and we love having him on. He will talk about the World Series with us coming up in about a half an hour. We have a daily gambit later on. We have our Friday countdown for you. Chris versus the fans, the Big Five. It's all coming up between now and 6 o'clock. So sit back, relax, enjoy some good sports talk, some fun today with Gwynn and Chris on San Diego's number one, breaking a 213, Scrabe.
Fantastic 97.3
The Fan. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scravey. What time is actual? What time is first pitch?
I haven't seen yet. 5:17? No. Really?
Yeah, 5:08.
They're going 8 minutes after the top of the hour,
yep.
Huh?
8:08 Eastern.
Did we have a 5? I think we had a 5:08.
Yeah. That's a little earlier than I expected. Yeah.
I think it was a Friday.
Again,
I think it was.
Best of both worlds.
Game 5 of the
NLDS. You get the West Coast prime time. You get the East Coast prime.
Pretty good. Did you, when you played in the playoffs and they introduced the lineups, you got to run out?
I wasn't in the lineup, so no, I did not get to run out.
You never got to do the run out. Because I used to love the run out a little better back then than now.
Shocker.
Why?
Because sports was just better back then.
Oh, there it is.
Comes the manager of the Reds, Sparky Anderson, and he'd run right out to home plate
waddle.
And then Pete Rose would come out and shake Sparky's hand, then Joe Morgan would come out and shake their hands. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the manager of the Padres, Mike Schilt, he has to run all the way to the right field foul pole.
Here's the thing.
To start shaking hands with the trainer and the equipment guy and the traveling secretary.
Here's the deal.
It takes about an hour to get down the line. I didn't like it as much.
I do agree, but you do realize that is the individual's choice. There is no, like, pre-script, hey, you got to go all the way.
Oh, you're going to tell me that one player, like Manny Machado, would just be the one guy to run straight out and not go high-five everybody?
Again, if there's one guy that does it, then everybody else is going to follow suit. Right. Now, if Mike Schilt was like, you know what?
I'm running straight out.
I see you guys. Then everybody else
okay.
would follow suit.
All right.
I think it's just, you know, I think in some cases it's like we want to show that everybody on our
roster together.
Matters.
Yeah. I know. We're all together. I get it.
I get your point, though. But I remember watching my dad and them run out on 84.
Just ran straight out,
They just ran straight
out. Yeah, they just got straight out there. That's one of my favorite parts of the World Series is the player introductions. I think it's lost a little bit of its allure.
You just have to tell Schilty, hey, man, forget the rest of the guys. Just go straight
to him. Nah, he's doing what he has to do. I can't tell him to change up.
The chat's asking if this is your daily gripe.
It is not my daily gripe, but it's just the beginning of my
gripes. Speaking of daily gripes.
No kidding, man. You are the meanest driver I've ever heard of.
Let me tell you.
You're pointing at me? I am.
We could barely get to break before Scrabe was into his feels about the freeway today.
Explain what is bothering you about the freeway, and then we will tell everybody why you're the meanest driver. And if you're out there and you ever see Scraby's jalopy coming down
it's
the
not
road,
a jalopy.
Get the hell out of the way because he doesn't care if he runs into you, evidently.
Yeah, I do. I don't want to crash my car.
Well,
I will
apparently
stop.
You do.
But, number one, I've said this a million times. Via de la Valle might be the most embarrassing street in San Diego because it's the exit for the biggest thing we have for like a gathering, which is Del Mar Racetrack.
Okay.
But there's only one lane, and the roads are just ripped to pieces. That's number one.
Okay. That's number one.
That's just the beginning.
Number two is when people try to cut the line. Now,
now Via del Valle is
it's horrific
it's
to get
pretty
on the
bad
freeway.
Getting off.
Oh, you're talking about getting on or off?
Off. You're getting off, right?
What are you talking about?
No,
Scrag?
I'm getting on the freeway.
You're getting on. So there's a line
south.
Of cars there waiting to turn right.
And there's only one lane.
Okay.
There's only one lane.
Right. And and then people go up on your left, all the way up, put their blinker on, and then poke their way in there.
Yes. And
you're not a fan of
here,
that.
If you're one of those people, this is what happens. When you try to get in and you force your way in, someone has to slam on their brakes behind you, which causes a chain reaction.
Now, slam seems like it could be a little bit exaggerated.
Well, someone has to brake, which causes a chain reaction
because
everybody
slow your car
has to brake.
Usually,
because you cannot plan ahead of time, you cause everyone behind you problems. It drives me insane.
But what do you do? Okay. Now, what do you do if you're in the line of the people waiting to get on and you're getting way up there now, like right kind of on the entrance to the freeway? There's really no more room before you're going to be on. And some guy comes up on your left with their blinker on. Somehow they either are, you know,
they've never been here before.
They've never been here before. And they're like, oh, man, I got to get on the freeway. Blink, blink, blink. Can I get in? Do they have any chance that you will let them in? Just say your
negative
honest answer.
1 million. Negative 1 million.
Negative 1 million.
Negative 1 million.
You would basically.
You'd make them miss their exit.
You would basically ride your bumper to the guy in front of you's bumper so that there's no daylight of any kind.
Now, I will admit, I'm a crazy person.
There we go.
I shouldn't be this angry about stuff like this.
Should. No, you should.
But and to all the people that are going to DM me, hey man, you need to let go of that resentment because you're going to start drinking again. It's not going to cause.
They go there.
Yes.
Oh wow.
It's not going to cause resentment. This has been here for my entire life, and it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But if someone came up at the end of the entrance, because I will not cut. So I will wait my turn in the line because I am a man of principles.
So it infuriates you that someone else is not willing to wait their turn like
yes.
you.
Yes. So you will not get in.
So you're gonna speed up as
you
they
know
try
what happens when they try to get in? I look at them and I do the rest in peace.
You're not getting in. Okay, one last thing on this. If you, all right, I mean, you know, like Kelly Danick talks about all this stuff in the traffic report all the day, every day, people losing their cool out there on the highways, and you're the guy.
I don't lose my cool, though.
Yeah, that's you.
I don't lose my cool,
apparently
though.
You do. Here's what I wanted to ask. Let's just say it's a possibility, but you're in, like, Asheville, North Carolina, driving around. And you don't know the lay of the land.
Yes.
And you are the guy that almost missed your turn off because you just didn't know.
Oh, I'm glad you asked this.
Wait a second. And you get all the way up there and go, oh, no, I need to be over a lane. So now you're the one that has to get over. What do you expect?
I am so happy you asked this.
All right.
When I went to my grandpa's funeral, I did all the driving.
Where is this at?
Up in Northern California, like 3 hours north of Sacramento.
You don't know the lay of the land up there?
Not really, no.
Okay, fair enough.
But, well, there. I don't know how to get there, like, because you have to take different freeways. I've only been there a couple times in the last, like, 15 years.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
So I was driving through with my parents in the car, and my dad goes, hey, we need to go over there. That's the exit. Mm-hmm. And so I looked to my right. No one, or there was someone there. And I said, sorry, we got to go to the next one and turn around and come back because I am not going to be that guy.
Okay, that's different. You sounded like you were in a few lanes over and you needed to get to the other side of
but
the
freeway. But that's what Chris is saying.
No,
like,
no. But no, we're talking about a guy who's got his blinker. You're now the guy who is in just the lane over.
Yeah.
And he's got his blinker on. Like, he clearly is like, oh,
he's
man.
He's trying to get in and nobody will let him in. And now he's pretty much out of time. But this time it's you.
It's you in that position.
You just don't expect anybody to let you in. And you would just be more than happy to pull your car back into the highway and go up a couple of exits.
Because you know
I find this hard to believe.
I know this.
I find this hard to believe.
This was told to me by my tire guy.
I find this hard to believe.
Most flat tires happen when you're on the edges of the freeway or when you have that little void of the exit, because a lot of the stuff gets kicked into there. And so it's the biggest cause of flat tires on the freeway.
Don't see
I think you would be quite perturbed in your car.
I might be perturbed, but I'm going to be like, hey, that was my fault.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. I find this hard to believe.
Oh, finally. Javi said facts on Via de la Valle. Thank you. Vindicated. There's someone in here who's really concerned. Some people have little kids that need to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
You're getting on the freeway. There's a gas station right there. That's a better choice.
I know you have no kids, right? Because what happens is you'll ask your kids, hey, you got to go to the bathroom? They'll be like, yes. Or they'll say no.
Oh, they say no it's too late.
And then we're in the car and they're like, I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So
I do get that.
At that point, I just got to miss the exit and come all the way back around while he pees on himself or she pees on herself.
Scraby,
I don't know that I can take into account, does that car have any kids that need to go to the bathroom?
When you're looking out there and giving them the cutthroat sign, maybe you can look into the window and see some kids. As you're doing this.
Maybe you can just be a reasonable human being. Like, do you hold the door open for people when you're in a hurry to get into a store?
Actually, I had something to come up today.
Do you have time to hold the door open? Boy, how big of you. But you don't have time to let somebody in traffic in front of you.
Jocelyn says, I do that to my husband. Don't let him go to the bathroom. And I also have kids. Something happened today. I went to Kohl's. Got a nice new shirt from Kohl's.
That's odd. It's black.
Yeah, it's black and it's a Nike shirt.
Can anybody even tell you got a new shirt?
No.
It's the same as every other shirt.
Because it's crispy black right now. It's not like the faded after it's been through a couple
washes. Just give me like 20 washes and we'll be there. But I was walking out and there was a gentleman trying to walk in, but he kind of did the thing like, hey, walk out. So I walked out and I held the door for him and he said, oh, I thought I should have gone in first. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry, sir. And I just held the door open. Why do people have to fight me on everything?
Because you're always fighting people. I am a very happy human being. Yeah, it does sound like
it. And I hold doors open for people.
Sounds like you're miserable sometimes.
I call older people by Mr. and Mrs. or Miss.
You don't call me Mr.
No, you
ever.
Don't. Never heard it before.
He is an old person, so I should start calling him Mr.
Like, I would like that. I'd like that respect, please.
All right.
I had to use my Kohl's caster saying, leave him alone.
The baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their saving calculator to find out at tmobile.com/switch. Let's get to break. When we come back, we'll dive into the game one of the Yankees-Dodgers World Series. Jerry Harrison Jr. joins us next. More Gwen and Chris.
Using Scraby's way of thinking, it'll be about 2 hours and 47 minutes before Shohei Ohtani is due up. World Series starts a little after 5 o'clock. To that,
are we going to get two of those? Are they going to do one for Aaron Judge, too, on the other side?
I haven't seen that, but the American League games were on TBS, and they didn't have that graphic.
That's right.
So it'll be interesting. You're right, on Fox. I think they better put one Judge is going to be up, because as mad as we were that they kept saying when Ohtani's up, guess how mad the Yankee fans will be if it's only Ohtani and not Judge.
New Yorkers won't like that.
They won't be happy. We'll see. Gleyber Torres will lead off the game tonight. Soto, Judge, Stanton, who's, I think, a key guy for the Yankees. Can he continue his red-hot hitting? Chisholm, Rizzo, Volpe, Austin Wells, Verdugo, the nine for the Yankees. Dodgers, Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, Teoscar, Max Muncy, Kike Hernandez.
Kike!
Even though Rojas is healthy and on the roster, they're going to still use Kike in center. Will Smith catching, Lux at second. And then Edmund, as you mentioned earlier, Tony, NLCS MVP batting ninth. That's how deep the Dodgers lineup is. But I think you're right. I mean, they want to put Tommy Edmund ninth because he's hot and they want him on base. When Ohtani steps up there,
they'd love for it to be both him and Lux getting on base.
Yeah, Lux, he had a capable second half of the season,
He swung a bat better.
He wasn't bad. I think it's interesting that the Yankees have a stretch there of four left-handed batters out of five. That's why I brought up earlier, because I think Dave Roberts is going to exploit that with his left-handed bullpen guys. We'll see how Aaron Boone, responds. Go ahead.
What was I going to say?
I don't know. Not sure.
Yeah, I can't remember.
All right.
Can't remember.
Well, I figured if you paused long enough, Scraby would do what he's supposed to do and call Jerry Hairston Jr.
Why don't you stop pointing fingers? Because I just did, and I got a voicemail, sir.
Ooh.
Did not
how
know.
How about them apples?
Did not
buddy?
Know.
How about them apples?
I don't like them apples, but you normally you normally kind of give me a heads up on something like that.
I was seeing if Tony could...
Well, remember?
No. If you could...
Texting?
Yeah, just say, hey, that was us calling. Because our number comes up as spam to a lot of people.
Ah, yeah.
And yes, so I don't answer that stuff, that especially before. In political ad season. So...
I'll tell you one thing, Jerry Hairston Jr., 362 career hitter in the postseason, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Jerry,
how about that?
He showed out. Come
17 hits and 47 at-bats, 362, OPS 886.
Remember, he came
Jerry
to
did
San
all right.
Diego after winning a World Series with the Yankees.
In 2009, yeah. You're right, and then 2010 he played here.
Yeah.
And he hit 293 for the Padres. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, he had a good season.
If he didn't get hurt at the end of the season, we would have won the division. I'm positive of it.
That's your that's thinking my, that's, on that. That's Jerry Hairston was, we always tell him when he's on, but he was really a good, you know, very serviceable player. Yes. I don't know if that would be taken as not as complimentary as I mean it.
He was a good player. Texting Scraby. So,
thank you.
You could try.
Should I call him again?
Yeah, you should.
Played every position for you. He got hurt, huh, at the end of that 2010 season. Did not know.
He just gave me the thumbs up, so.
All right. So give him a call. We'll get him on the air.
Yes, Scraby got him.
There we go. Making contact. All right. And without any further ado, I can tell everybody out there that our next guest has one more hit in the World Series than any of you listening do. Unless you happen to be a former, you know, major league player that played in the World Series. Jerry Hairston is our guest. Jerry, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
We
bro.
Are good. Do you, what, I mean, Yankees are in the World Series. You played in the World Series with the Yankees. I know they're not in New York tonight. You're on the Dodger side of things, but I mean, does this take you back to 2009 at all, just getting ready for a World Series?
You know what? It really doesn't. You know, I got a chance to go there a couple months ago. We celebrated the 15th anniversary of our championship in 2009. It was great to see the guys. I got a chance to talk to a few of the current players. Met Aaron Judge, by the way. He's an absolute monster. I knew he was 6'8". I didn't realize he was bigger than LeBron.
Yeah,
that's how big he is. But, you know, I think this is a new era. And, you know, I hate to compare eras because it's just so tough to do. But I think if I was a kid, 8, 9, 10, you know, 11, 12 years old right now, I got to feel extremely fortunate. I get a chance to see and grow up and watch Shohei Ohtani, a legend, will be an icon one day. Aaron Judge, legend, will be an icon one day. Battle out for a World Series championship right now. I mean, this is the best thing for kids today, and I think it's the best thing for baseball, having two iconic franchises battle out the World Series and having iconic players in it.
Now, Jerry, I must tell you, the folks here in San Diego would disagree with quite a bit of that in terms of watching these
iconic,
two
teams. Iconic, we say.
Nonetheless, your point is well taken. Two of the biggest superstars in the game. Facing off. And I imagine, as it was for the Padres, each of these two teams have circled those two guys and not allowing them to beat them if they can. And so I turn your focus to the bottom of the lineup of both because, you know, on one side, if you're for certainly on the Dodgers side, if Edmund and Lux are getting on base, Shohei is going to be dangerous. I mean, how do both teams approach keeping Aaron Judge from beating them, keeping Shohei Ohtani from beating them?
Well, I think that's the biggest key. You know, I think if there was an edge that this Dodger team has over the Yankees, is the depth of the lineup. Tommy Edmond was the NLCS MVP. He's hitting ninth for us tonight. Think about that for a second. That's how deep this Dodger lineup is. Gavin Lux has had a great second half to the season. He's hitting eighth. Those two guys get on. First Shohei, for Mookie Betts, that definitely gives us a great advantage because we know historically Mookie Betts hits great with runners in scoring position. Right now, Shohei Ohtani is on an epic run hitting with runners in scoring position. So I think that is a huge key for our lineup. Now, on the flip side, the Yankee lineup, they don't have nearly the depth, but I think it's vital for guys like Verdugo to have a great series. Anthony Volpe, I think, is one of those unsung heroes as well. Really good shortstop. He's one of those energy guys that you need to make sure if you're out of the Dodgers that he doesn't get on base or you don't see him get going ahead of the Thunder that they have. And listen, I know I talked about Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani. The guy that really scares me in that lineup is Juan Soto. He scares me. You know, we don't have a left-handed starter, and Juan Soto has done a pretty good job hitting right-handed pitching really throughout his career, but also obviously in the postseason. So this team is scary. Both teams have great lineups, tremendous power. And that's why I said, you know, you have the best team in the American League going against the best team in the National League, and it's going to be fun to watch.
Real easy for Juan Soto. Just walk him. He'll be more than happy to trot down to first base and then deal with the next guy. Jerry, I know that's what Padre fans would say, Jerry. They all get, thought he walked too much when he was here. Jerry Harrison Jr. is our guest. Jerry, you know, we saw the Padres go after Shohei Ohtani. And, I mean, he really got, you know, in game one. I mean, right, he got the shot off Michael King. I think King tried to get him out the same way the second time up. And, man, did it ever not work. Three-run homer, and that kick-started the Dodgers. But after that, they did all right against him. And especially the lefty, Tanner Scott, had success. But you watched him all year. What would you do if you were on the mound or, you know, one of your guys was going out to the mound and just had to face this guy? I mean, compare him to other great hitters that you've played with and watched over the years.
Well, listen, I think he's just starting to really come into his prime years as a hitter. Now, obviously, he's really taken the next step, maybe because he hasn't pitched this season offensively. He does have some holes. Everybody understands that they have to crowd him in. They pitch him the same way. You can't allow him to get his arms extended.
Yeah.
And you know, for the most part, the Padres did a really good job getting inside. The problem with that is if you make a mistake and the ball leaks in the middle of the plate, he's going to kill you, man. He's going to hurt you. So it's a fine line. It's a fine line. Now, listen, the best hitter I've ever seen, pure hitter, was Tony Gwynn. Senior, not junior. Let me make that clear. Tony Gwynn senior. Okay?
All right, Jerry, I got you.
The dangerous hitter would have to be Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds, in my mind, was the most dangerous hitter I've ever seen. Shohei Ohtani is not that yet. Hopefully someday he becomes that, but I will say, like Barry, like Tony Gwynn senior, if you make mistakes, he can hurt you. And now, Shohei Ohtani is asked to go the other way with two strikes, which makes him even more dangerous.
You guys just got an inside view of what the banter was like in the clubhouse with Jerry. This was a constant thing between him and I. Jerry, Alex Bessia gets
back. That was a great one, Jerry, man. You get the highest of marks for that one.
Alex Bessia gets back on this roster. You guys lose Evan Phillips. And we were just talking about a guy like Juan Soto. Quite a few lefties in this Yankee lineup. Evan Phillips was handling some high-leverage situations for you guys the past two series. How does his loss hurt, considering that Vesia is the guy that's going to replace him?
Well, first of all, it crushes us. Because you can throw Evan Phillips in any high-leverage situation in the sixth inning, seventh, eighth, or ninth. You can have him close. At times, he gets both lefties and righties out. And I really wanted to make sure we had him available along with Blake Snell because it can help negate guys like Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge. So now I think the importance of Vesia along with Banga, those two guys, will probably get a chance to see Juan Soto quite a bit this series. At least that's what we're going to try and hope to do. Because, as you know, Juan Soto is that absolute beast. But losing Evan Phillips, man, that definitely hurts. And I think adding Bruce-John Gratterall is now even more important now with the loss of Phillips because we definitely need as many arms as possible. You can never have enough elite arms in that bullpen, especially in the World Series. facing a very powerful Yankee lineup.
Jerry, how would you categorize this, you know, and what it's going to mean to the Dodger franchise if they get this World Series? I know people in the game understand that winning in 2020 was still winning a World Series. But for whatever reason, a lot of people like to, you know, give the Dodgers flack for that. Would they rather have them lost? But to win one here after the 12-year run that they have had, which has really been one of the most successful runs in baseball history, can you kind of just put it into a little perspective if they do, you know, cut down the nets at the end?
Well, I think it'll be great for the city of L.A., especially with the loss of Fernando. Tony, you knew Fernando really well. He was our colleague in the broadcast booth, an absolute legend in the Southern California community, a legend in the whole country of Mexico. I think especially now with the loss of Fernando, we lost so many, you know, important people, not just players and broadcasters, important people in the L.A. area the last couple of years in this Dodger family. I think it would be great to be able to win this World Series and have a parade. And that's what the players have talked about. Yes, the 2020 championship, I got a ring as a broadcaster, so it's definitely real. Okay, broadcasters get rings, that means it's real. But we didn't have that parade. We didn't get a chance to celebrate with our fans. And that's something that's special. You know, I was so fortunate to play on that Yankee team and to have that parade, you know, in front of 3.5 million people in New York City. It was epic. I want the players and I want this fan base here in L.A. to experience that. And that's why the Dodger fans, the players, the front office is desperate to make sure we bring that championship back here to the city of L.A. and this Dodger fan base.
Well, we appreciate the visit, Jerry. It was outstanding, as always. Your line again about Tony is probably going to be one of the opens for our show for the next 5 years to come. I know that our producer, Mr. Scraby, is going to keep that one handy. But, hey, have a great World Series. Enjoy it. And, you know, for as much luck as we can wish the Dodgers from San Diego, we pass that along.
Tony knows this. I love that the Padres and Dodgers, it's that rivalry, and the fan bases and the players don't like each other. That's what is needed in our game today. And next time I'm on, I'll tell you a story about Tony Gwynn Sr. getting on Junior about his basketball skills or lack thereof.
You're one of a kind, Jerry. Thank you very much,
buddy.
Thanks,
Jerry. Tony, I'm surprised you let him come on the show, man. He's got so many little tricks up his sleeve
for
you.
Yeah, he does. Jerry is truly one of a kind.
Yeah, he is. He's funny, man.
Yeah, he is, man.
The only World Series. Jerry got a hit in the World Series in 2009. I was looking it up here. He had it against the Phillies, and I didn't remember this. Did you remember this? Anybody? He got it in Game 2 of that World Series against Phillies starting pitcher Pedro Martinez. Pedro Martinez pitching for the Phillies?
I do remember him pitching for the Phillies.
I don't even remember that.
And I'll tell you what else I know about Jerry is he has never not taken an opportunity to tell you that he did something. So I'm sure
he did that? Yeah.
I'm sure
he has definitely
talked to us about it.
Yeah.
I didn't
remember Pedro Martinez at the Phillies. I missed that.
I remember the curl coming out of the hat.
Huh.
Yeah, I remember that all.
Right. Well, that's who Jerry got his World Series hit off.
That's what I was gonna say. You know, when we went the last home series, the last road trip of the year, we went with LA, Arizona.
Right.
I remember we went to LA and they were, you know, they introduced the manager, and there were, like, boos for Dave Roberts in the stadium, like, through that series.
What do you mean? Up there in L.A.?
In L.A.
Oh,
yeah, that's
in
where
L.A.
That's where the series was, yeah.
Yeah, right.
And it's funny. You know, now I doubt they view him in the same lens that they had been viewing him prior to this playoff run they've been on.
They're liking him a little more, and we in San Diego are disliking him more and more, despite the fact that he has his San Diego roots. You know, we don't give him that bargain anymore.
He doesn't get the pass on that.
He gets no pass. I mean, I will say the boos for Dave Roberts during our series here was as loud as anybody I've heard in a while.
Well, I mean,
except for Will Smith. Will Smith got it.
Will Smith did get it pretty good.
He's going to get it good for at least for the rest of that year. You know?
Yeah. Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, but he's got the last laugh at the moment.
At the moment. That's all right. There's always another season, and, you know.
Can I make a request, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Can we stop wishing well to the Dodgers?
I'm wishing well to a guy that works for the Dodgers.
That's wishing well to the Dodgers.
I threw in there that it's not that. He said,
you did.
However much I can wish you luck,
yeah,
we nice. Do. And I threw in there, there's not a lot of it.
Tony with the save.
So, you know. That's what the partners are for. I got his back. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, Scraby. Cut me open. I might be bleeding Dodger blue here.
I don't doubt it.
Be happy to see that.
I don't doubt it. Why are you wearing your Dodgers hat right now?
The great Dodger in the sky.
You know people can see him, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. He just took it off, everybody.
I've never even owned a Dodger hat. Not once. Morgan and Chris coming up. Hour number two. Heading towards the World Series and the rest of it on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.